This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day to you and yours. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffens, good day. At 7 after the hour, Jay Kirshner has joined me to put the pieces together. If you desire to dwell on negative things, then you'll kind of become negative. I believe thoughts are things. And when you think of things, I find this happening, Jay, over and over again in my life. It manifests. I can remember maybe the best example. Maybe, I guess it depends on what you think is best. I remember falling in love. It seemed to be at the right time with the right person. As it turned out, it was okay then, but it didn't last forever. But when you think about it, I wasn't trying to manifest. I wasn't looking for somebody. The timing was good for me, and sort of the earth moved under my feet, and voila. So if you have huge questions or small questions, or you have things going on that you want to change, I think if you think about the change to be in the direction you want it to be, then ta-da, it happens. That is kind of family law.
Well, and what is it, like the daily mantra or something, looking in the mirror and repeating something to yourself? It's enough to just even change your attitude or the way you think about something. Mm-hmm. And then what you put out, you attract. Positivity attracts positivity. Negativity attracts negativity.
Yep. I say I am safe and happy as I look in the mirror. Well, it depends. If I only get 4 hours sleep like I did last night, not likely to do it. But in most circumstances, when we're actually thinking about what's going on, there's it's kind of a cool thing. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the situation with the Russians and Ukrainians, there's a road that connects Crimea to Russia that apparently did not have, there wasn't a good connection, it wasn't open, kind of like a toll road. Ukrainians could say, okay, you want to go from Russia to Crimea, you got to pay us $10. Well, that's not the case, at least at the moment. Maybe the Ukrainians can get it back again, this is one of the big things they wanted to do, apparently, the road connection between the borders of the Crimean Peninsula and the Russian, the country of Russia. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is the...
Yeah, next Moscow. It's right. Just, more and more stuff just keeps coming out of this, and it is astounding. Didn't Russia think that they were going to be able to take you
3 days?
In like, what, 3 days?
They said it would be over 3 days. 3 days, that's it. Okay, done. Not so fast. The Ukrainians are still getting, I don't know, I haven't seen the latest report this week as to how much money, or how much we've sent over there in aid in terms of munitions and supplies and obviously you were going to be the biggest suppliers, but there are a lot of things that are coming out of various countries in Europe where they have specialties. Okay, the Spanish can do this and the Germans can do that, and that's kind of what they're doing. It's not just throwing money at it. It's food, supplies, munitions, all that sort of thing. But it's amazing how much money this has taken. And there are people who are asking, is it worth it? After we spend $100 billion to save Ukraine, what happens if we don't save Ukraine? Or what do we have when it's all over? What is Ukraine to us? What do we need to save Ukraine for? Well, then I was talking about fertilizer earlier. That's one reason. There's so many different things. There's steel that's produced in Ukraine can't be produced anywhere else. So it's short-sighted. Plus the fact that to allow the Russians to get away with it, even if there was nothing in there except spotted owls to save, it's still... it's not, the international community can't let it happen. Can't be.
Because
it
raises
right.
The question, well, who's next? Who's Kremlin going to go after
next? Poland is
next,
apparently. If you believe some of the things that you hear from some of the Russian, quote unquote, insiders, Poland's next. They weren't loyal. Yada, yada, yada. So, anyway, the situation continues to be mired in a mess. And so if you don't want to focus on messes, Then how about the new Gerber baby? Do you see this? The Berber, the Berber baby. Good, Doug. I was going to say Berber baby.
It's like a tongue twister.
Yes, it is. How many? Get your merds wixed. Parents sometimes grumble about the results of the Gerber photo search. There is a contest going on this year. Sort of had a sharper edge to it. The announcement's been made. You see, there was, I remember when I was younger because I remember having Gerber baby food for my children. That was one of the things. They had natural stuff. They got scrunched up and fed, kind of like Brendan is feeding to my grandson Jasper now. They take little bits and pieces of food and grind it up. A lot of people buy Gerber baby food. I remember buying it for Brendan and Megan, and they had it. And I think most people did at one point in time use Gerber. Your folks, have you used Gerber with Mac?
We didn't use Gerber with Mac, no.
No.
We were more of the baby-led weaning pretty early on with him. So
yeah.
he had, like, the fruit and veggie pouches. They weren't Gerber, but it was
right.
Fridge and little pouch thing.
Yes, yeah. I've seen those, yeah.
But, yeah, we started the giving him actual food when he was about 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Gerber thing, the first remembrance I have of a discussion of Gerbers, I don't know whether I had Gerbers when I was a baby or not. I'm thinking it probably did. But the picture of the original Gerber baby, rumor has it that it was a very famous actor. Do you know who the famous actor was whose picture was supposedly the Gerber baby?
Ann Turner Cook?
No, it's a man.
Oh, just kidding.
You want a hint?
Who is it?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to give you a hint first.
Okay, give me a hint.
Casablanca. All right. let's see if people listening, let's see what they get out of that. And we'll figure that out right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
All right, so this may be the most important conversation of the day, the week, the year, who knows. 15 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So the original, Jay and I have different, we have different opinions on who was supposedly the baby on the Gerber, the first Gerber baby cap. I think, well, they put it on the labels as well. All right, so I say it's Humphrey Bogart. You say it's who and who? And somebody.
Her name is the charcoal drawing, the 95-year-old charcoal drawing of Ann Turner Cook, who actually died this past week at 95.
So why is that? How? What's the historical record? I don't know that, frankly, I don't know that Humphrey Bogart.
Well, according to the New York Times, and we know how everything you read on the internet is true,
that is
no matter
absolutely
what.
True.
Question authority. No, I'm
right,
just kidding.
Yeah.
But it does say the original Gerber baby, a 94-year-old charcoal charcoal right drawing of Ann Turner Cook, who died late last week at 95, carries a certain cachet in the parenting world. But the current Gerber photo search, which was introduced in 2010, is much younger. That's the full paragraph. And now you said it's Humphrey Bogart.
Right.
Where did those rumors come from?
I haven't the slightest idea. Maybe his publicist. Who the hell knows? Where that stuff starts. But I remember hearing that when I was pretty young, actually. And then that sparks a conversation. Having mentioned, you want to identify who the baby is, and I want to talk about Casablanca for a second.
Elizabeth Taylor is also rumored to have been the original Gerber baby.
Yep. Yes, yep. So, who knows? But who is it now? That's probably more important. Who's the baby?
A sweet little schnookums with gorgeous, gorgeous eyes, so stinking cute, Issa Slish of Oklahoma, the latest winner of the Gerber baby photo search contest.
So stinking cute.
So stinking cute.
So stinking
cute. Is just so precious.
Mm-hmm. That's cute. Casablanca. Do you know where Casablanca is? Say, it is a real place. I visited
Casablanca.
Oh,
no. I did not. Yeah. I did not know that was a real place.
Really?
You are visiting?
I have visited. My daughter and I took a tour. We did this, and my daughter started to write a book about radio talk show hosts.
So it's in California?
No, actually.
Oh.
It's not. It's in Morocco, which is on the northern... In the northern end, the northern edge, northwestern edge of Africa. On the board, you can throw a rock across from the edge of Morocco to the Straits of Gibraltar and into Spain. And the Moors originally, there were tribes of throngs of nomads and aggressive nomads, we would call them. The warlike Moors attacked. They went across from North Africa, from Morocco, it wasn't called Morocco then, into Spain and created a whole hubbub a long time ago. Anyway, that doesn't tell the story of Casablanca. I went to five different cities, did a tour, a radio tour, five different cities in 5 days all around Morocco. And this would have been in 19, let's see, Megan had, and it was probably 95, 96, somewhere in there. And Casablanca was the first place that we went. I wanted to start there because I wanted to see if there really was a Casablanca Hotel. Guess what? There was a Casablanca Hotel, but it didn't look like anything that was in the movie with Humphrey Bogart because that was on a sound stage at Paramount Studios.
Perfect.
Yes, it was perfect. And what people always get a kick out of when they learned it, the final scene in Casablanca. Have you seen the movie? Okay. So this would be something to discuss with your mother and your father or see it yourself. Because one of the great classic pieces of film, the ending of Casablanca was filmed at the Burbank Airport. And the truest and finest senses of what goes on in Hollywood, it's supposed to be the Casablanca Airport. It was foggy and rainy. And, I don't know how much of that you get. There's not a lot of fog and a lot of rain that happens in the Burbank Airport. But one night they found how to do it, and they did it. So that was the end scene. But Casablanca is a fabulous place. Hotels, accommodations. That's one of my most wonderful memories of the many places I've been able to travel to over my life. But going to Casablanca and some of the other cities in Morocco. Morocco is such a different population. It really is. About 34 million people live there. Fascinating place. 21 after the hour.
Boom, 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 boom. Gotta shoot your eye down.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together, and that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you caught me. 23 after the hour. Time for some signs of change, things that people are working through, trying to understand what's on social media, what the trending items are. And yes, Jay just caught me looking at Sydney Sweeney in a micro miniskirt. That seems to be trending. I don't know.
Super low rise.
I don't know much about Sydney Sweeney. As a matter of fact, before seeing this picture, I'd never heard of Sydney Sweeney before. Perhaps it is it's an age thing. And maybe me looking at her this way is normal for somebody not just my age, but any age. What has she been in? Why would folks be concerned about her all over social media?
Oh, she's a wonderful actress. She is in Euphoria. She was in the first season of White Lotus. It was a series about these just different people who went to this hotel. There was a family that was vacationing there, honeymooners, a woman who was grieving the death of her mom, That was a great show. If you've not checked it out, I highly recommend White Lotus. But no, she's a fantastic actress, but she's trending because the MTV Movie Awards were over the weekend, and One of the big fashion moments was Sydney Sweeney's ultra low rise miniskirt. It was like bedazzled.
What does it mean, low rise?
Where the high rise, the top part of it comes up a lot higher, like over the belly button. Where the low rise is like you almost need a bikini wax before wearing that thing.
Really?
All the rage in, what, the early aughts, I want to say?
When
it was all the crop tops and the...
So 20 years ago.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. All right, there it is. Well, that's one thing that's trending on social media for obvious reasons. Another reason that Jennifer Lopez is trending is because her car was spotted at a an estate in Beverly Hills, and four moving trucks were outside the estate, moving them in apparently. So what do we know about J-Lo and Ben Affleck? We know they've been on the hunt for a home.
Yeah, they've been on the hunt, and there was a potential purchase that ended up falling through. They're obviously looking for a big place because they're a mixed family, they're engaged. And while nothing has been confirmed, you had Jennifer Lopez's car spotted there. You had Ben Affleck's car spotted there. You had all these moving trucks. There were apparently moving trucks at her last place. And the residence is the residence in question, I guess you will say, the estate. It's absolutely massive. Apparently it was the former home of Mariah Carey. Or no, I'm sorry, not Mariah Carey. James Packer, who was formerly the fiancé of Mariah Carey.
Right.
He owned the house. He bought it for around $60 million. Also, previous owners were Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman. And, yeah, so they got a nice plate.
All right, what else is going on with Ben Affleck?
It's worth like $85 million for it.
Yeah. Ben and Matt, what are they doing?
Together again. They are filming the Sonny Vaccaro biopic, however you want to say it, tomato.
Yeah, yeah.
And, so day one of filming, they were fully in their costumes. Jen Lopez was there to support her future hubby and his BFF.
Uh-huh. Right. All right. The world continues to turn as the worm squirms. If you look at the things going on there, some things change, some things don't. La La Land. It's 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Senate unanimously passed legislation aimed at protecting Supreme Court justices. Now House Democrats are blocking the bipartisan bill. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
But House Democrats have spent weeks blocking the measure that passed here unanimously related the security for Supreme Court justices.
An attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice charge has been brought against Californian Nicholas John Rosk after he was stopped by law enforcement on his way to Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home in Maryland Wednesday morning with weapons and tools. His next court appearance is on June 22nd. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday announced that a Department of Justice team of 9 people will review local law enforcement's response to the Uvalde school shooting last month. Local and state law enforcement officials in Texas have faced intense criticism from releasing misinformation to inaction during the heat of battle. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell on the floor Wednesday is blaming Democrats for blocking legislation not protecting justices at the Supreme Court.
This is common sense, non-controversial legislation that passed in this chamber, unanimously. But House Democrats have spent weeks blocking the measure that passed here unanimously related to security for Supreme Court justices. The House's Democrats have refused to take it up. Now, look, Mr. President, that needs to change, and it needs to change right now. Right now. House Democrats must pass this bill, and they need to do it today. No more fiddling around with this. They need to pass it today.
This week's Summit of the Americas should be a time the U.S. government gets together with its neighbors to find effective solutions to immigration and security challenges. Instead, as described by leftist Salvadorian outlet El Faro, the meeting is going to be another foreign policy and domestic catastrophe for the Biden administration. End quote. Four of the Latin American countries responsible for 90% of the immigration flow into the United States, Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, are not sending their leaders out of disrespect. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 and change past the hour. This is the DJV program with conversation about things that matter, hopefully, to you. That's why we have the conversation. Kind of reminds me, I want to make sure that I'm true to the soul and spirit of me and my experience on the air over the years. Jay Kirshner's here. I'm chuckling because yesterday I was in Dallas, sort of connecting with the folks that are going to be the new inheritors of helping me to produce and present this program to the hundreds of stations that carry it every week. So one of the things that the folks at USA Radio are going to do is help me and the program with advertising sales, because this is a free program to you. In order, it's not like Netflix, you pay so much, or maybe I should do that. Maybe I should change and do it, do begathons like they do on public radio, and have you send me $19 a week.
Start to GoFundMe.
Yeah, there we go. But until that happens, I have to have advertising support. And so we were talking about advertisers, and I have some of the advertisers that have been on this program over the years will kind of start showing up again because there is a real mechanism for doing that. So Chip Miller, who runs USA Radio, was on the phone with somebody, and he was talking to them about me, and I was listening as he talked to them about, you know, because this advertiser had been on the program before. So he says to them, yeah, you'll be excited to hear that now Doug Steffen is in the USA Radio Network stable, and you'll be able to present your message on his program. And then there was a moment of silence, and I saw kind of a smile on his face, and I looked at him when he hung up, and I said, what'd the guy say? And he started to laugh. And I said, no, tell me. I want to know what the guy said. And he said that you have been around for a while. And that's the truth in that statement. I have been around for a while. And so I said, so how do you counter that? This is for all those of you who are salespeople, you always have to have a counter, right? When somebody says, when somebody raises, you're trying to sell whatever it is. There are more salespeople in the world than anything else, right? That's more, everything that you see, the paper I'm touching, the screen I'm looking at, the glass that has my water in it, the bathrobe I'm wearing, whatever it is that is in our world, has a salesman or a saleswoman, a salesperson attached to it. Because sales are how you connect. You know, when they're looking at, we went by Texas Instruments headquarters yesterday, and I said, gee, it's been a while since I heard about Texas Instruments. What are they selling now? Because that's what people think. What do they have to sell? They develop some new chips, and that's what they're selling. But do you think the world would know about what they were selling if there wasn't a salesperson attached to what was being made? You can't make anything and distribute it without people knowing about it, and that's where salespeople come in. It is the most honorable and largest profession on the planet. So anyway, he's selling this guy, and he says, okay, well, yeah, he has been around for a while. And the counter to that is that it's a seasoned program that delivers results on hundreds of radio stations. What do you care how old the host is? And there are other people on it anyway, but aren't you concerned about selling and the message? As a matter of fact, he probably would be selling to your crowd, although I don't think this, I'm not going to tell you what the product is, but the product is universally used. That's why it's a good fit. But anyway, I got a kick out of it. I thought you'd get a kick out of it. He's been around for a while.
Especially because if you've been around for a while, then clearly you're doing something right.
Well, brothers, that was what he also said, too. As we go head toward October and the beginning, let's see, the 34th year of this program in the morning around the country. Okay, enough on that. The prices at the pumps, I have a couple of things here that are, well, there's a lot of stuff as usual that's disturbing. There's good stuff and there's stuff that's disturbing. So we have the price thing. Unlike fertilizer, the price which has gone up and now is going back down again, the same influences, by the way, on the price of gasoline are there. It's a lot of the same influences, except that in the case of gasoline, the gouging being done by the big huge petroleum companies is it's untenable. But anyway, you got some prices from people around the country. So what do we have? What represents what people are paying now for California? For California, yes. Well, we got some of those. What are people in California paying?
Well, Richard Schimmel says $6.23 in Southern California. Cammie Hoffman $6.59 for unleaded in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy Turner is in Lima, Ohio for $4.79. You got Shirley Goodson, who, is, depending on where you are in Owensboro, Kentucky, it's anywhere ranging from $4.44 to $4.79.
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne Jewell, $6 in Maui.
Listening in, good for you, Suzanne. Hey, congratulations. You're the winner. Anyway, go ahead. Who else?
Yeah. Gretchen Hollingsworth, Central Louisiana, says it's about $4.69. John Gilman, just under $6 for diesel in Delaware.
Takes your breath away, doesn't it, huh, when you get right down to it.
I remember when I lived in L.A. and I was like, $4 a gallon for gas? That's absurd.
Right, me too.
Those were the good old days.
I can remember the first year when I was working at KABC in Los Angeles in 1993. I remember seeing, you know, I hadn't really spent a whole lot of time in California. I had visited there, but I had been there. Like I, you know, half lived there now. and the prices are crazy for everything there. But gasoline is the most obvious because the signs are out there and you see it and you can't avoid it. And I thought to myself, who would pay $2.95 a gallon for gasoline? I went back on the East Coast, it was $1.70, $1.80. And those were the good old days, Jay. Those were the good old days. The speaking of good old days, pre-COVID, what were we all living like? What was our life like before the before all of the COVID, I was going to say nonsense, but before the COVID influence? There's a new report that's out that's laid bare a string of failings during the pandemic in terms of how deaths were reported, counted or not counted. This has been a concern, you know, the New York business, whether they were overreported by the governor there. I have long said when we've had these discussions with our doctors here, Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken, and Ken agrees with me, that the number of COVID deaths misreported because the government was offering a bounty. Right after everything started, they were giving $2,000 a head to every corpse that came out of whatever hospital. So every hospital reported a death that was COVID-related, they got $2,000 from the feds. So you know there was fraud there. And
oh,
the
well, and then there's also people who died who had COVID at the time of their death, but COVID was not the cause of their death.
Yes.
And yet on their birth certificate, it says COVID.
Dead COVID, exactly. So now the investigation by the Auditor General in Florida, reviewing all the records there from the Health Care Administration, et cetera, Department of Health, the performance was assessed from the first part of March to October in 2020, which was the beginning of the whole thing. Findings were published according to the report. Auditors found that Florida's data was so flawed, officials were unable to monitor whether their policies were effective in controlling the virus. The tests weren't being returned, the results of the test, a lot of data that was important, like the patient's ethnicity. Nope, that wasn't in the records either. There was the tracing or lack thereof, I guess, right? What happened after the people got infected? Where'd they go? What happened to them? That was missing, too.
Some blamed human error in reporting things. Some blamed computer or machine error. Like 3,000 COVID deaths just missing. And the investigation reviewed the records of the Agency for Healthcare Administration, the Department of Health, and the Division of Emergency Management. And, of course, the with these reports coming out, everybody has their chance to chime in and defend themselves. And one of them, who was it, the Florida Surgeon General?
Yeah.
Said that they appreciate everything that the audit did, and they hope to improve their operations. It kind of was like something happened. But who was it? There was somebody else. The Department of Health spokesperson was like, no, it was the auditor. The auditor was wrong.
Yeah. It's just, it's so obvious what was going on here. They were stuffing the numbers. They weren't doing a good job. And so this, the only reason we bring this up is because it just shows you the flaws that we pay for. You and I are paying good money to government to run things, and they don't run them because they don't seem to be responsible or responsive, either or both of those things. And in Florida, it's always been between that and the elections and stuff. Well, and the elections are something to talk about. Although, actually, what I want to do in a moment is talk about how much Kobe Bryant's game-worn playoff jersey brought at auction. Wait till you hear this number right after this.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right. So, you know, with the world being as crazy as it is, I still find a way to have conversation with you, Jay, and everybody listening and have a chuckle here and there. And maybe the chuckles are appropriate, maybe they're inappropriate, but there still is a lot of reason to chuckle. I find this to be chuckleable. Is that a new word? Write that down. See if we can find that in a funkin' way. That's a chuckleable moment.
Chuckle.
Kobe Bryant's game-worn Lakers jersey from the first playoff series, the one that was available anyway. How about this? This was at an auction. Auction hammer came down at $2,735,546, to be exact.
That is impressive.
26 bids. How about that? Seven figures.
Yeah.
He wore the jersey on five occasions. That was it. Five times he wore it.
Two home games during the 96-97 NBA playoff series against the Utah Jazz. You had Karl Malone, John Stockton.
Who's had these shirts? Where have they been? His wife put them up for
That is. I want to know that, too. Where was this? Did somebody already have it? Did he take it off during the last game and throw it into the crowd? Did his wife have it? Did somebody else have it? And then they're like, hey, let's put it up for auction.
You know, I'm trying to think of other things like that. You know, Elvis's signature, he used to wear these scarves, the white scarves.
Oh,
and he'd throw them out into the audience with his sweat and stink all on them. And they'd sell. People who got them would keep them for a while, or if some old lady got it and she died, she'd hand it down to her daughter, and they'd send it to auction, and they'd get $300,000-$400,000 for it. I remember, do you know who Barry White is?
Yeah.
Barry White. Phil, you got a Barry White song there, quick? Barry White was one of the great musical entrepreneurs of the 70s and 80s. He had the Love Unlimited Orchestra, and his signature was in grunting. When he sang, he would grunt. But he had great the majestic orchestrations of his song. But he sweat. I mean, he sweat. And so he'd take off his scarf, throw it out to the audience, and somebody would grab it and keep it. And I remember one of his even went for $100,000. Why would you want to buy a shawl or somebody's sweater or shirt or anything for $100,000? You got to be nice.
I get the history of it after the person has passed.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But during, it's just to each their
hour.
Own, but regardless.
Yeah, 10 before the hour.
Yeah, you got it.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer, they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with my pal. And Warren remembers the original Good Day program because I, like him, have been around since Marconi and Methuselah were wandering around, right? Isn't that true? Words were never spoken by radio veterans. Speaking of old, the oldest dog. You see this? 22-year-old Pebbles is the oldest living dog. There was a dog that had been named the oldest pet a couple of weeks before, but then the poor thing died. So this is a toy fox terrier. Do smaller dogs, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, live longer than big dogs? You've got generally little dogs.
Yeah, generally speaking, they do. You know, the average lifespan of maybe a Chihuahua might be, you know, 15, 16, 17 years, and the average lifespan of an Irish Wolfhound might be 7, 8, 9 years.
Ooh.
So, I know a couple that live to be 10. So, yeah, the larger breeds don't have the longevity. There's a breed of dog from Holland called the Schipperke, which is supposed to be a very long-lived breed. I worked with them in Europe. Just an amazing dog.
Yeah.
A little fox. But, yeah, really? it's interesting. But the small breeds tend to live longer. However, that being said, because so many people are purchasing these you know, purebred dogs at the wrong places, yeah, that a lot of the breeds like Pekingese and other breeds that would live longer are not living as long because of the medical conditions because of bad breeding.
Are they inbred, though, too? Are they finding you're breeding back into the same families, the same gene pool?
Yeah, exactly. None of these people ever looked at a Mendelsohn chart. You're absolutely right. So a lot of these breeding, you know, brother and sister, father and daughter, doesn't make any difference. As long as they can sell the puppies and make money, they don't care.
So I was reminded, remember that movie, was it the Brazilian Experiment? Gary, who was in that movie? I'm trying to remember. It was about, The Boys from Brazil. That was what it was. And I wonder if that same thing could happen with dogs. Gregory Peck was in that, I remember. And it was really scary. And I wonder if that would happen. I know it happens with pigs. Pigs often get inbred. And that's not a pretty picture by any stretch of the imagination. So Yeah, and some people say that the reason that some of the dogs, like bulldogs, there's sort of an inbred, there's a rumor about the inbredness of them, although my Charlotte lived to be 15, which is unusual for a bulldog. Hopefully I can get that much out of Daisy May. But this, looking at the oldest dog and looking at the pictures of the dogs that were the oldest, they were all little. So, hello, duh, you can draw a pretty quick conclusion from that. There's also a story that I said, I read the Dallas Morning News yesterday. I was in Dallas, and there was a story about a dog that the SPCA, what do they call it, the Texas SPCA, I guess it's the Texas SPCA, had saved. The two doctors had, this dog was born, it was a golden retriever, had some sort of cancer as a puppy in its throat. And they operated on it and saved the dog. So it was a picture of the two doctors with the full-grown dog. And I thought, how much of that goes on, we don't know about, especially talking about the ASPCA, because they never charge you for an operation, right? Whatever they do to the dogs, you don't get charged for.
You know, here's a confusion. Let me just clear this up. The ASPCA is not the SPCA. They're two entirely different things. So the ASPCA is a national organization based in New York. And the local SPCAs are local SPCAs that have nothing to do with the ASPCA. So a lot of people are confused. You know, yeah, like Southern Los Angeles SPCA. Yeah, every SPCA is on their own. The SPCA helps a lot of organizations around the country, smaller organizations. But in terms of when people say, well, I'm donating to my local SPCA. No, you're not. If you're donating to the ASPCA, that's different than donating to your local Houston SPCA or Dallas SPCA or New York SPCA.
Mm. All right. National Rescue Dog Day has been celebrated, founded by Lisa Weinbrink, author of the book Tales That Teach. You've seen that book. I bet you probably had her on your program, thinking about how dogs get rescued. That was sort of what we were talking about there. With that comes the idea of chips and chipping, microchipping. If you have a dog that has a chip in it, not likely the dog's going to get lost, although I wonder how many rescue dogs are. My son's dog came from, you know, a circumstance. He was rescued from the side of the road and didn't have any chips or anything. So what do we need to know about microchips that's not really on people's minds?
First of all, if your dog has a microchip, the most important thing you do is register it with the right company. If you register the microchip, you're better off. So here's what I recommend people do. June is National Microchip Month. When you take your dog or cat to the vet to have its examination, have the vet scan it. Make sure your microchip is up to date, working, and is registered with the right registration company.
Great tip, as usual. Get lots of them listening to The Pet Show. Check out at thepetshow.com with Warren Eckstein, 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.